You know, we started this campaign in, I think it was September of last year. And since that time, we have tried every opportunity we can to get to the doorsteps of all the voters in Southern Illinois in this district. You know, this district makes up all of Williamson County, all of Franklin County, and the west central portion of Hamilton County. And we've been in every community. We've been in every county that we can be in, knocking on doors, trying to listen to what the voters' concerns are.
And so let's talk about this, because, and I'm glad you mentioned that Hamilton County thing, because that often gets marginalized or completely
sure.
forgotten, including me. In your district, attainable goals, because very often, and I really notice this when watching a lot of TV ads, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and my first response is, no, you're not. You can't. You're not capable. You'll have to have more, and not that people aren't capable of doing things, but there's a structure here, and you have to have cooperation among the party. You have to have somebody sign off on it. On the list goes, has to come out of committee, all this stuff, right?
Right.
But when it comes to your district, attainable goals from a state representative standpoint, what would you think they'd be?
You know, Tom, thinking about how you said what you just said, you know, a lot of people make promises when they run for office. I think it's virtually impossible for a politician or somebody running for office to make a promise to the voters on things that they can accomplish. It's a difficult process. I mean, it's very hard for legislation to get passed anywhere in this
even
country.
Even a good idea.
Even a good idea. That's exactly right. So I'm not going around door to door and making promises of, you know, we're going to create jobs, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You know, I want to create jobs. I want to protect the jobs that we currently have today. I don't want to see good-paying jobs leave Southern Illinois. We need more good-paying jobs in Southern Illinois. Those are things that I think any good politician is going to fight for. And so, you know, to sit and say that we're going to promise you this and promise you that, that's impossible.
You know, on the issue of jobs, though, Jason, right now it looks like we've got jobs. We don't have people to work them. I mean, I was going through articles yesterday. As a matter of fact, I wrote a small bit. About last night, I found articles about people not showing up for interviews, about people not showing up for their first day of work. I know a manager in Carbondale that doesn't let the employees on the first day of work walk out the building because they might not come back.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Can take out the trash, and next thing you know, they're in their car, they're gone. And then companies like Bank of America, Google, IBM, Apple, of course, not that we have a lot of those companies here in Southern Illinois,
right,
who are saying, all right, you know what, we used to say you had to have a bachelor's degree. We're not going to say that anymore. We got to have people. I mean, I'm wondering, we've got this old tune that we're dancing to, we need jobs. We need better paying jobs. That's always the case. But we have jobs, and I work with the IDES a lot on these issues. We have them. Wonder where the people are.
Yeah. You know, and I'd like to see what those jobs pay, what kind of benefits they have. And it's like you say, you know, we need jobs that provide a living wage for workers.
Right.
That provide an opportunity for them to have a good future for a retirement, a pension, possibly a 401k. They need to have medical care that can help provide, medical insurance that can help provide for their families to be able to stay healthy throughout the time that they're working there. You know, there's certain things that people are looking for in job opportunities, and I think that leads to a lot of the decisions that some people are making to even just move out of the state.
When your ad goes on here and I listen to it, I often wonder, I'm curious how you interpret the term, I've got your back. What does that mean to you as you speak to me about this state house?
Yeah, so when I think about Southern Illinois, I think about the people of you know, the neighborhoods where I've lived, that people have always been there to help out. In Southern Illinois, we're just caring people in Southern Illinois. We take care of our neighbors. We try to help each other out when we're in need. You know, it's never hard to find somebody down the street that's willing to come and help you move a table or whatever that happens to be. And, you know, I just think of Southern Illinois as a group of people that has always had each other's back. And in my mission to be a state representative, I want people to be assured that there's somebody in Springfield that truly does care about them, that does have their back.
You and I talked about this when you were at the house. Like I said, I really get to, when somebody comes by the house like yourself and we get to talk for a long period of time and no microphones on, we get into areas that I wouldn't customarily get into on the air.
Sure.
But right now, one of the items you and I did talk about was the National Democratic Party. Their platform is distinctly different than yours.
Absolutely.
You know, you make a point in your new ad campaign of saying I'm pro-choice, I'm pro-gun. Well, I'm telling you, those two items are not welcome topics in the Democratic Party. And not only on the national level, but on the state level. If you take a look at this through the J.B. Pritzker lens, if he becomes governor, he's got a history of quite a lot of anti-gun rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty documentable stuff. And, you know, I mean, whenever I talk to you, I'm not hearing a Democrat. I'm hearing a Republican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, this partisan politics in this nation has got to end. I mean, obviously, it's not working for the people of this country. It's not working for the people of this state. It obviously doesn't work for the people of Southern Illinois. And this, I'm going to be in my right camp, I'm going to be in my left camp, and if you don't come to my camp, then we're not going to be able to get anywhere. That's got to end.
But the modern Democratic Party is the one that says, look, if you see somebody who works for the administration of Donald Trump, drive them out of the restaurant. Drive them, attack them wherever you see them. They can't be allowed to stay here.
Right.
The rhetoric, as you mentioned, diluted to a certain point by the time you get here in Illinois. But, you know, when it comes to Illinois and how it's run, Democrats out of Chicago. Matter of fact, I read your letter saying I'm going to take a stand against the Chicago liberals.
Sure, sure.
So, I mean, you really have a substantial challenge here, especially when it comes to acquiring votes. As we talk about that lens, we'll take that J.B. Pritzker lens off and put the one from national news media on, and they are, you wouldn't be welcome in many Democratic Party meetings in some places in some states.
Right.
Because
right.
of your stances as a Democrat.
Sure.
Does that make you uncomfortable?
No, it doesn't make me uncomfortable, but it makes me realize that, you know, the political parties in our state don't always align with the voters. And so voters are oftentimes left with a decision between one or the other. And you hear it more often than not, probably, that people go in, they hold their nose, and they vote for somebody. And they take the best of two bads, if you will. And that shouldn't be the case. I mean, you know, there's so many people out there that would make great politicians with great ideas and try to explore new avenues to try to generate revenue in this state, different things that would help the voters of this state in many different ways. But many people don't want to get involved just simply for the fact that it's just such a nasty environment that it doesn't produce opportunities for people to get involved where they can truly share their ideas and explore new avenues for creating opportunities for the people of the state.
Well, let's take a look at this. One of the quotes about your ad from CapitalFacts.com from Chicago J. It says, urban and far left take, colon, at this point I'm not sure there is room in the modern Democratic Party, I thought that was an interesting phrase, modern Democratic Party for an anti-choice pro-gun candidate. What is even the point of having such a watered-down progressive candidate in the party's coalition? That wasn't mean and nasty,
mm-hmm.
but it is divisive. I mean, watered-down progressive candidate. Because I don't see you as a progressive candidate. Now, on the other hand, I do J.B. Pritzker as a progressive candidate, and the reason why is because he said so.
Mm-hmm.
And people say that progressive note, they're saying, that's just a euphemism for socialism.
Mm-hmm. You know, another one of my ads also talks about that I've always been an independent voice, or I want to be an independent voice. And I think that in Southern Illinois, you find that on a lot of issues, we do agree. It doesn't matter what party you declare that you're from or a part of, but I think we do agree on a lot of the issues down here. I think what defines me as a Democrat is the fact that I've got a labor background. And a lot of the legislation that's carried in the state of Illinois in the House and the Senate is carried by the Democrat Party. And so I want to represent the people of Southern Illinois in the labor force. I want to be able to have a strong voice for those people that are trying to go out here and build our roads, build our power lines, our water lines, things like that. I want to be able to carry legislation that truly impacts them in a way that's positive.
Have you got something in mind specifically, and we'll call it the magic wand category? You get to pull one out and you say, I've got an idea. I like my idea, and I think other people are going to like it, too. Do you have one of those?
You know, Tom, I don't have a specific idea, but the one thing that truly rings in my ears every day when I'm knocking on the doors is I want to listen to what people want. I want to listen to the ideas of the people of Southern Illinois. I want to try to explore things that they see as a better way to do business. And I think one of the things that constantly comes up is the common sense approach, and I think I can provide that.
And you know the thing that comes up a lot to me that people talk about? Term limits.
I hear that not nearly as often as I hear other things that people are concerned about. Right. But I hear things about term limits with regards to, we need change. We need things that make it where more people can get involved, more people can throw their ideas on the table. And if term limits is the answer to that, which I think, a lot of people would make an argument that you have term limits. It's called elections.
Right.
And I don't know if that's necessarily wrong, but the one thing that we do see in Illinois politics a lot of times is that things don't change quickly, and that includes the players on the field.
Well, in the term limits category, I think where that comes from, it's been talked about so long, is that it is a damper on both parties,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's a fairness issue, we'll call it. But other people say, look, the speaker's been in power for 30 years. Would he have been in power had the entire state been able to vote for him? Because now he just worries about his one district. He takes care of that, but still yet has a profound impact across this state. And I think so you hear the term limits, and then you hear leadership term limits, right? Mm-hmm. A caveat there.
Yeah. Yeah, I know there's been some ideas bounced around in Springfield to try to limit the amount of time that, leadership can stay in power, if you will. Do I think that limiting, the ability for either party's leaders to stay in power is going to change the overall dynamics of Illinois? I don't know. We don't know what that outcome might be. But the one thing we can be assured is that the population base in this state is in Chicago. I know that my opponent voted for somebody for Speaker of the House that has been there for decades in Springfield. And I know that, there's very limited options when it comes to voting on Speaker of the House. I mean, there's just not been a lot of people nominated over the years.
Because they knew better.
That's not probably an easy job.
No.
I wouldn't imagine.
I mean, that was meant as facetious, but it's not necessarily, because I believe there's nothing more honest than humor sometimes.
Exactly. But Chicago is always going to be a player in Illinois politics until the population changes. I mean, I don't see Chicago diminishing to the point where they're not going to have legislators that are going to have a major role in Illinois politics.
And what's interesting, because this is, this falls under the heading for me of pick your battles and know when you can't make a change, and then you find a new battle to fight where you can be productive, I guess.
That's what I do in my daily job. I mean, there's lots of times when we're trying to, I work for the IBEW. I was a lineman. I built power lines for a number of years. I worked for the utility company in Southern Illinois. And now I work and I represent the members who do the work. And so there's lots of times when we wish we could change the players on the other side of the fence, that we could make a difference by changing who's over there and who we're negotiating with and who we're trying to deal with. But you can't always change that. And so somehow, some way, you have to find the ability to maneuver through that. And I'm willing to take on those battles. I'm not afraid to stand in there and fight for Southern Illinois, no matter who's in power.
Does the state of Illinois have a spending problem or a revenue problem?
Yes. I think the answer is yes. I mean,
is the answer progressive taxes?
Well, I think we have to explore every avenue we possibly can. I know in 2014, the voters in this district voted almost 70% in favor of seeing some sort of legislation that would bring a millionaire's tax to help fund education. I think the voters of Southern Illinois would be willing to explore options that would help reduce the tax rate on the middle class, that would potentially increase the tax on the rich, the millionaires and the billionaires.
We have a problem defining who's rich.
Well, and I think that any piece of legislation that would increase taxes on anybody is going to have to be explored closely. But if it's in line with what I think voters agree with down here, which was almost 70% voted in favor of a millionaire's tax, then I think we'd have to look at that.
And I think we're always very popular to say, that guy should pay, not me.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And there's a psychology behind that. Because because the progressive taxes, now the last time I talked to Mr. Pritzker, he was like, I put all that stuff out there, and I said, well, the next time you join me, let's talk specifically about it. Because I can't find it. At least nothing reputable. But the last piece of legislation that I saw introduced in the state of Illinois from the Illinois State website, I read the exact legislation, increased taxes on people beginning at $23,000 a year.
That's insane. That's not common sense. And I go back to that comment that I made before. that we need to legislate with common sense, not with ridiculous ideas of trying to raise taxes on people that can't afford more taxes. You know, our current governor, he threw out proposals that would try to put more burden on local property taxes. In this district, that would devastate people. People are already paying enough in property taxes in this district and cannot afford to pay more.
I think the average is around $4,000.
$4,000. It's crazy. That's one of the biggest things I hear from people at their door is, you know, how much they're paying in property taxes. And I get it. I pay taxes here, too. I don't like paying taxes, but I also know that we have to have a tax rate that's fair.
I can remember one of my grade school or junior high teachers. Well, you know, taxes help build the school, the road that they fueled the school bus that brought you here.
Sure.
It pays my bill. Actually, it doesn't anymore. I mean, a lot of our money goes to other things, including pensions.
Mm-hmm.
Did a series of interviews, the Illinois Municipal League, the Illinois Policy Institute, some municipalities. In Jackson County, 98 cents of every property tax dollar goes to the pension, 99 cents for police, and 98 for fire. That's a municipality in Jackson County. In others, you see 47%. A lot of our money now goes to service charges and interest because we're not good money managers.
Right.
And when I say we, you can't point your finger at one guy and say it's all his fault,
right.
Although some people have really chipped in, Blagojevich, by not making pension payments that mm-hmm. are now going to strangle us in the years to come.
Right.
But we have a substantial problem, and you hit the heart of it. I can't afford it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to leave. Anywhere's better than here. And I do not see it getting better because, well, I can do math. And with pensions and the liabilities that we have and the fact that everything gets more expensive until we've learned some way to be more efficient, to cut where we can cut without bleeding all over the room, I mean, I don't feel good about our future here, Jason, which is ultimately what your campaign is about.
Mm-hmm.
I've got your back going forward, as we mentioned earlier before. What does that mean when you need help, that somebody's there to help you? Well, we look to the state of Illinois, and it's like inviting a mugger in your house.
Mm-hmm.
And how are we going to rectify that? And a reasonable expectation, like a woman I spoke to in Heron, who says, I've gotten a letter for the last 13 years about my property in tax. Since the first time I moved into this house, every year, 13 years, my property taxes have increased.
You know, when I sit down to pay my bills, and I've got $100, and I've got $103 in bills, I've got to find a way to raise revenue. I've got to find a way to bring in more money. And if I've got a $100 bill and my bills are $99, then I'm on the right track. I probably need to set more aside for savings, but at least I'm able to compensate or pay for all the outstanding bills I have. We've got to get back to a common sense approach and try to look at the expenditures we have in this state, the revenue we have in this state, and make sure those line up for a good ending whenever we create a budget and we vote on a budget. We cannot be just paying out money that we don't have. That is not common sense.
But see, what happens at my house when I have $103 worth of bills and I have $100 is I cut. I do without. Something I do without. And the state of Illinois and taxpayers in general, doesn't matter whether you're on a municipal level or a state level or a federal level, they don't want to do without. They, in fact, want more.
Yeah. Well, I think the reality is that if we can't afford to pay our bills, we've got to find solutions. And solutions mean you've got to find a way to either raise revenue or cut something out of your budget. That's the only option you have.
That's what everybody's doing.
Absolutely.
At least in my neighborhood. You know, we're cutting or they're leaving.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you were at my house. I could stand on the front porch, right?
Yep.
Just like you and I did when you came to the house. And I pointed and I said, that person's left. That person left. That person left.
Mm-hmm.
And where'd they go? I'm going to Tennessee. I'm going to Virginia. I'm going to Kentucky. They're leaving.
Yeah.
And that's your hometown.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I hate to see it when people are trying to just find an opportunity and they can't find that opportunity. I know you talked about jobs. And again, I think the jobs that are out there, that's great that these business owners are creating.